Okay, let's go on to the issue of adjuvant endocrine therapy and ER assays. And first to begin, Mark, we asked people, how confident are you in the reliability of ER assays? What are your thoughts about ER, and particularly when you see a patient with an ER negative tumor, do you think maybe about sending it to another lab, looking who did the test, et cetera?
Certainly, all those things cross your mind. You look at the clinical context to see if the other prognostic factors fit into what you ordinarily expect to see in an ER-positive case. And so all these are issues. Clearly, there is discrepancy and discordance between various community hospital pathology labs with regard to measurement of ER. You know, that's been demonstrated, I think, on both sides of the Atlantic, that there's always going to be some cases of discordance. For this reason, ASCO and CAP are embarking on a set of guidelines for ascertainment of ER and PR, just like they've done for HER2 testing, which I think we're going to get into in just a minute. And so I think that in the long term, we will see more guidelines for pathologists for more standardized measurement of these variables.
And also of note that now the Oncotype is reporting quantitative ER levels, and we'll see as things move forward in the future, is RT-PCR that's using the Oncotype, is that the way of the future of assays like ER?